Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to the CBS Evening News ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Turmoil at some of America's top universities.
Safety has to be for all students, all of us.
Genocide.
Pro-Palestinian protests spread to other college campuses, leading to arrests and safety concerns for Jewish students on the first night of Passover.
Any kind of violence is not going to be tolerated. Any kind of property damage is not going to be tolerated.
The CBS Evening News starts now. Good evening and thank you for being with us. I'm Maurice Dubois. Nora is on assignment. We'll get to those growing clashes and protests on college campuses in just a moment. But we begin here tonight with the first witness taking the stand in the historic criminal trial of a former president of the United States. Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, is charged with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records linked to so-called hush money payments to cover up an alleged affair with an adult porn star. In opening statements, prosecutors accused Trump of taking part in a criminal conspiracy to interfere with the 2016 election. But defense attorneys claim Trump did nothing wrong and argued that some of the prosecution witnesses are liars and biased against the former president. CBS's Robert Costa was inside the courthouse and starts us off here tonight.
It's a very, very sad day in America.
Former President Trump today falsely claimed he was the target of election interference, that Democrats in Washington had orchestrated his indictment to keep him off the campaign trail.
I should be in Georgia now. I should be in Florida now.
But prosecutors told the jury Trump had orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 election. The prosecution pointed to a 2015 Trump Tower meeting among Trump, his former lawyer Michael Cohen, and then National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, where they allegedly worked out a plan to conceal negative information regarding Trump's alleged sexual encounter with former adult film star Stormy Daniels, all of which Trump denies.
And you had sex with him?
Yes.
You were 27, he was 60. Were you physically attracted to him?
No.
Cohen admitted to paying Daniels $130,000 to suppress her story days before the election. Trump later reimbursed Cohen, citing the payment as legal fees. Prosecutors today called it the porn star payoff.
It's a case as to bookkeeping, which is a very minor thing.
In court, his defense attorney Todd Bland said Trump committed no crime, saying, "I have a spoiler alert. There's nothing wrong with trying to influence an election. It's called democracy." CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman said today was one of the most important moments in a criminal trial.
There are studies that say that 80% of jurors' minds are made up at the end of the opening statements.
As the prosecution's first witness, Pecker, in very brief testimony, did not discuss the 2015 meeting with Trump and Cohen, but acknowledged the Enquirer paid for stories, calling it checkbook journalism.
Inside the courtroom, the scene was austere and grim, with Trump mostly mum as he watched the proceedings. But inside his inner circle tonight, there is real fear that this jury could convict him. Maurice.
Okay, Robert Costa at the criminal courthouse in Lower Manhattan tonight. Thank you. Now to those escalating protests on college campuses across the country, the president of Columbia University in New York taking the extraordinary step of moving classes online due to safety concerns for Jewish students. The White House condemning the unrest, calling it blatantly anti-Semitic and dangerous. CBS's Meg Oliver reports.
Tension and concerns about safety continue to embroil Columbia University. With classes remote only, some Jewish students and faculty say the environment has only escalated.
Jewish students are petrified to go onto campus.
For the past 6 days, hundreds of pro-Palestinian demonstrators, including Jewish students, have occupied the school's quad, demanding the school divest from companies funding Israel.
Anti-Semitism is a huge problem in the United States, but anti-Zionism and anti-Semitism are two very different things.
Late this afternoon, President Biden denounced anti-Semitism.
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
The protests have spread to multiple universities, including the University of Michigan, MIT, NYU, and Emerson College in Boston. About 60 people have been arrested at Yale since the start of the protests. Orthodox Jew Sahar Tartek, the editor-in-chief of the Yale Free Press, says demonstrators surrounded her on campus while she was reporting over the weekend.
So they started taunting me and giving me their middle finger and yelling in my face. And until one of them waved his Palestinian flag in my face and then jabbed me with it in my left eye.
With Passover starting at sundown, Columbia has more than doubled its security presence. The NYPD has also stepped up patrols outside. And for the foreseeable future, only students and staff are allowed on campus after scanning their IDs. Maurice.
Okay, Meg Oliver, thank you. Moving overseas now, the head of Israel's military intelligence resigned today over the security failures that led to the Hamas attack last fall. It is the first high-level resignation stemming from the deadliest attack in that country's history. Meantime, Israeli officials are criticizing an expected move by the Biden administration to blacklist one of its army battalions. Here's CBS's Deborah Pata.
The U.S. is investigating the Netzach Yehuda battalion, made up of ultra-Orthodox soldiers who are accused of human rights violations in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The probe began after 78-year-old American-Palestinian Omar Assad was found dead after being detained at a checkpoint by Israeli soldiers. Mamdou Abu Eboud was also arrested shortly after Assad. He told us he saw him lying face down in the dirt, bound and blindfolded. After the soldiers left, they ran to call for help from the village doctor, Islam Abu Zahir, who tried to revive Assad, eventually pronouncing him dead.
He is old man, he is obese, he can't walk probably. He didn't make any kind of risk for soldiers.
The possibility of blacklisting an IDF unit has intensified scrutiny of the Israeli military. Since October 7, nearly 500 Palestinians have been killed in the West Bank. This IDF footage shows a counter-terrorism operation in Tulkarem over the weekend that killed 14 militants.
After the IDF pulled out, this is what they left in their wake, this massive destruction. And residents here say they've seen nothing like this before.
Israeli bulldozers smashed through homes and shops, tore up roads, severed pumps and power lines, cutting off electricity and water.
A decision on the Netzach Yehuda battalion is expected this week. Today, Secretary of State Antony Blinken denied the U.S. had double standards when it came to Israel and said there are also ongoing investigations into allegations of human rights violations in Gaza. Maurice?
Many thanks, Deborah Pata in East Jerusalem tonight. Back here at home, there's a proposed new gun law in Tennessee that has people on both sides of the issue fired up and speaking out. CBS's Mark Strassman reports tonight from Nashville on the controversial plan to allow teachers to carry guns.
This is what democracy looks like! Tennessee high schoolers again skipped school to protest, taking aim at a proposed gun law that they say takes aim at them. It would allow teachers to carry guns in the classroom.
The future of our state is at stake.
They have the voices, but they don't have the votes. Earlier this month, Tennessee's state Senate approved a bill allowing teachers and school staff to carry concealed handguns. To supporters, it's a deterrent.
That we are not trying to shoot a student, but protect a student from an active shooter.
The debate took a dramatic turn when State Senator London Lamar spoke out while cradling her 8-month-old son.
I'm mad because this bill puts my child at risk.
16 states and the District of Columbia have laws that prohibit teachers from carrying guns. But these protests come in a city still reeling from last year's horrific mass shooting at the Covenant School. 3 students and 3 staff members were killed. It ignited calls for the reform of state gun laws, but opponents say not this law.
And you feel that students are at risk with this bill?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're putting a job on the teacher that they should never have.
But Tennessee's Republican lawmakers are sticking to their guns.
There are some counties where they may only have 2 deputies on shift. This bill tries to fix that problem and protect children.
If the bill passes the Republican supermajority in the House, Tennessee's governor seems poised to sign it. Maurice? Intensity on both sides there. Mark Strassman in Nashville tonight. Thank you. Now to a major Supreme Court case that could have an impact on some of the more than 650,000 Americans experiencing homelessness. The justices heard arguments today on a set of anti-camping laws in Grants Pass, Oregon, that make it illegal to sleep in public places. The court's liberal justices suggested the city is criminalizing homelessness, while several conservative justices suggested lawmakers should be the ones setting the rules. A decision is expected in June. Tonight, a CBS News investigation into the dark and dangerous side of online dating. This week, we'll take a look at the threat affecting tens of thousands of Americans, largely in secret. CBS's Jim Axelrod meets a daughter whose mother was ensnared in a romance scam that cost her far more than her life savings.
Gao is a daughter searching for answers.
I have an appointment with Detective Jeff Phillips.
About what happened to her mother. Laura Kowal, a 57-year-old retired healthcare executive who was widowed in 2015 and moved from Chicago to the small town of Galena, Illinois, to start her next chapter.
Oh, I love you, honey.
She had all these buckets full in her life, but there was this one bucket that was missing of having a relationship.
So Laura, like 3 in 10 adults have done, turned to online dating, creating a profile on Match.com.
It felt safer to do it that way than to go to a bar and meet somebody.
Online dating felt safer.
Mm-hmm.
She matched with someone who called himself Frank Bork, and to use these 2 pictures stolen from a Chilean doctor. Frank claimed to be a Swedish businessman.
Clearly, my mom felt the emotions of feeling loved. And I know there's a lot of people out there saying, well, how could that happen?
64,000 Americans were taken for more than $1 billion by romance scammers last year, more than double the $500 million it was just 4 years before.
I'm calling in regards to your mother.
When Kelly got a call from a federal investigator
who may have been involved in a fraud scam.
Kelly?
Yeah.
Deputy Trevorthan with the Sheriff's Office. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
She raced to her mom's home, only to find it empty.
You must have been freaking out.
I was.
A search for a missing woman. Laura Cowell was last seen on Friday.
Turning the house upside down, Kelly found emails detailing a fraudulent investment scheme involving a fake company called Goose Investments. CBS News reviewed hundreds of emails from the scammer, laying out an elaborate scheme. Over the course of nearly 2 years, Frank convinced Laura to send him $1.5 million. But Goose Investments wasn't real. Frank wasn't real. And buried in a file cabinet was this note from Kelly's mom. I've been living a double life. Yes, it involves Frank. I tried to stop this, but I knew I would end up dead. Laura's body was found in the Mississippi River, more than 200 miles away. somewhere Kelly says she'd never been. The medical examiner called it death by drowning, never ruling homicide or suicide.
I had a lot of questions for the sheriff's department down in Missouri that was responsible for the recovery of her body.
Dissatisfied with the response from law enforcement, Kelly began investigating herself, tracing the possible routes where her mother's car was seen on surveillance tape.
This service station here.
Yep.
Captured your mom's vehicle.
Yep.
Getting answers is now Kelly's life's work.
It wasn't until I learned that I was going to be a mom myself and have a daughter that I knew that one day she would know the full story of how her grandmother passed away. And ultimately, her grandmother's story can save someone's life.
So many questions. As Kelly asks, how could her smart, successful mom be scammed out of her life savings? Tomorrow on CBS Mornings, from what authorities believe was Frank's home base, we'll meet a former romance scammer in West Africa. And tomorrow night on the CBS Evening News, we'll have a sinister twist when the victim actually becomes complicit in the crime. Maurice?
So many questions is right. Looking forward to it, Jen. Thank you. A woman facing possible criminal charges after a horrific crash into a child's birthday party. We'll have the details next.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, officials in Michigan are weighing possible charges against a 66-year-old woman suspected of driving drunk and crashing an SUV into a building where a child's birthday party was being held. An 8-year-old girl and her 5-year-old brother were pronounced dead at the scene on Saturday. A GoFundMe page for the family says their older brother and mother were among the 15 people injured. 3 months before this summer's Olympics, there are accusations of a Chinese doping scandal cover-up. The World Anti-Doping Agency confirming reports that 23 Chinese swimmers had tested positive for a banned heart medication ahead of the 2021 Olympics in Tokyo, where the agency accepted the findings of Chinese officials that the samples had been contaminated. China won 3 gold medals at the 21 Games and will be allowed to participate in Paris this summer. On this Earth Day, we take a look at how sharks play a vital role in the health of the planet. That's next. On this Earth Day, we take a look at the health of our oceans, which is key to life on land. In tonight's Climate Watch, CBS's Ben Tracy takes us to the Bahamas to show us why protecting the predators of the sea is essential to protecting the planet.
Here in the Bahamas, reef sharks are one of the most common sharks that we see.
Candace Fields took us to Danger Reef in the Bahamas to see this. Waters teeming with reef sharks. As top predators, they're critical to keeping the balance of fish populations in check so coral reef ecosystems can thrive.
They're kind of the kings of the coral reef, right? They're keeping the reef in nice harmonious balance.
Fields is part of a global shark census called Finprint. In 2018, it found the 5 main species of reef sharks had declined 63% and were functionally extinct on 20% of the reefs, largely due to overfishing. But they're thriving here inside what is called a Marine Protected Area, or MPA.
You can't come in here and fish for anything. You can't take a thing.
Absolutely. It's complete protection. All right, let's check the camera.
We watched as Fields deployed an underwater camera to help count the sharks. Her data is part of a new study to see if MPAs help threatened marine life recover. There are more than 18,000 MPAs covering about 8% of the world's oceans, part of a United Nations effort to protect 30% of the oceans by 2030.
So we're on our way to look for people fishing.
Yes, sir.
But enforcement is key. We rode along with the Royal Bahamas Defense Force on patrol.
Stop the vessel.
It has seized dozens of boats.
They had 46 persons aboard.
Fining and jailing fishermen and confiscating their often massive illegal catch.
Either we chase them away or we catch them, and we've been having huge success doing this.
So when it comes to enforcement, you guys are the muscle.
Yes.
These vessels have entered into the Bahamian waters.
Part of the brains of the operation is Skylight, a system that helps track the bad guys using a mix of AI and satellite vessel tracking data.
So we're using this technology to help focus those patrol efforts.
It's something that I think will have a big impact on shark conservation in the future.
Hopefully helping the kings of the reef rebound. Ben Tracy, CBS News, The Bahamas.
Extraordinary creatures. Heart of America is next with the incredible courage of Good Samaritans coming to the rescue in a fiery car crash.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Finally here, tonight's Heart of America with an extraordinary group of Good Samaritans. Take a look at this harrowing scene on Interstate 94 in St. Paul, Minnesota last week. An SUV engulfed in flames after slamming into a light pole and guardrail. Within seconds, complete strangers rushed toward the burning vehicle where they attempted to pry open the doors while dodging the heat. Eventually, someone broke a window and pulled the 71-year-old driver to safety. One of those heroes, Kadir Tola, explains why he did not hesitate to help.
That could have been me one day, you know. What would happen if I was in that situation and my life is on the hands of strangers that I don't even know?
Miraculously, no injuries were reported. All thanks to Kadir Tola and all of those Good Samaritans. Tonight's Heart of America. Outstanding job. And that is tonight's CBS Evening News. For Nora O'Donnell, I'm Maurice Dubois. Have a good night. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
If you like the CBS Evening News, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.